What's happening again, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm flossing. This is pure flossing. I interrupt what I was doing, my routine. Well, that's not really true. I had a little bit of extra time on my hands after picking up the car and taking a nice little ride through Mill Creek Park and looking at Lake Glacier, going by the falls that I went to ever since I was young. And a kid rode through downtown Youngstown. My last day here, so this was the last time that I was able to, you know, get out and do some things. And now I'm sitting on the porch with my food shop breakfast. Gorgeous day. Daughter off to work. Granddaughter off to grandmother's. I hope the flies don't start bugging me. Big old glass of water. I usually have my jug, you know, the fruit punch containers. Maybe like a liter, two liter, or 1 liter, whatever. You know, after I drink it all, I fill those juice with water. I don't have one this time. But I was thinking this trip, it's been really comfortable, really good, really good. Just sitting here in the quiet. Listen. Birds quiet, and I don't hear the constant, pretty much constant sound of traffic that I hear in L.A., be it, you know, freeways, highways, or whatever, just like a constant background traffic and airplanes flying over, not that I don't know if they make noise, but helicopters and, you know, just the city energy. Sit out here on the front porch. Another thing I got to say, too, for my daughter and pretty much everybody around me, especially my daughter, she realized early that I'm going to take a lot of pictures and I'm going to post them. So, granddaughter better be camera ready, because it doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm just going to post, hey, look at us, we're out here. But if you notice all the pictures I post, granddaughter's on point, if we still stay on point. And I don't have to worry about it. I mean, it just, for a while, I just realized I didn't even have to think about it, you know. And then I started looking through the pictures one time. I was like, she killing this shot, she killing that shot. And I'm hearing in my mind, my daughter say, does this bow match? Does this, you know, match the socks? I hear them talking. I hear them saying that stuff. And it doesn't hit me. You know, I don't realize what they're doing. Does this match? No, you got to put that on her. That doesn't match. This doesn't match. I'm like, you know, I hear it and I know what it is, but it didn't hit me. So I was looking at all the pictures. And she was just like, boom, 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 looking good in all the pictures, dress, you know, face, you know, no boogers, or not boogers, but, you know, just how babies have stuff on their face. Even I be having, you know, morning wake up on my face or whatever. Clothes be matching. And one time we went to a family, picnic or party in Farrell, when my cousin said, that don't match. And my daughter has said that too, that it didn't match. I didn't have no idea. I think her grandmother just, you know, kind of threw something on or whatever. Yeah, I mean, she looked cute, you know what I mean? Cute. I don't even know what cute means, but she looked okay to me. And somebody said, that doesn't match. And I go, no, I know it was. I did something to wear. Well, that was my bag that I've had carrying my cord, my mic and cord. I carried a plastic bag because I sweat so much that I wanted to keep it dry. So I kind of got in that habit. And I had that one for a few months back, even from California, brought it from California. Now it just flew away. It's gone. I'll get it if I get it. And then now I'm sitting here you know, on the porch. I've been here when Kimberly's been putting work in on the porch. I was here when she spray painted these, you see them? When she spray painted the plant, the flower pots. And did you know that these flower pots have to be it's like a thing. Every year you go and you get flowers, you get new flowers for your pots and stuff. I didn't know. Every year you go and you get new flowers for your pots and stuff. You know, and they, you know, and you, I sit here, I appreciate it, I get it when I'm appreciating it, but when they're talking about it and saying this and saying that and asking me this about that, it just, I'm like, why are you asking me this? Only thing I do, only thing that's gonna happen is I'm gonna say the wrong thing, deliberately or non-deliberately. But when I'm sitting here appreciating it, it hits me, and I think that's what feminine is supposed to do. Well, nobody's supposed to do nothing, but I think maybe a large part of female, and not women, but female sex, femininity, whatever that role in our evolution, because I do sit back, and all the women in my family do have me spoiled in that when I go around them, or if I go here, if I go there, I know things are going to be right. I just take it for granted. I don't even have to think about it. I know things gonna be right. Like the parties, oh my God. You go talk about these parties for granddaughter and this and weddings and anniversaries, they went on and on and on and on. I'm like, and I still get it. I get it, but it still hits me every time that when I'm sitting there having a good time and I'm looking around, everything is all beautiful and it takes work. These things just don't come together. It takes planning. And some people are good at it. Some people have an eye and experience, and they recognize that, oh, if this many people comes, we need this. If this type of blah, blah, blah person comes, or these people, we invite these people, we're going to have to invite that. You see a groundhog way up the street. Groundhogs just be walking around in daylight, crossing the street. Like dogs. They're pretty familiar. They're comfortable. I think I see another one over there. Might be the heat. And these aren't cats. You can tell I saw a cat yesterday. Those aren't cats. Or rabbits. It's really nice. And Kimberly, my daughter's shower, oh my God, high water pressure back here, and her water gets dangerously hot. I've never seen any water get this hot before. It's just ridiculous. It needs to be turned down. It's just too hot. You can hurt yourself. The water coming out of the spigot, you let it run, you can hurt yourself. And the high water pressure showers, and she got like one of those big flat ones, you know, with this like square with the flat over the top. And she got the one you can take loose with the massage and spray. Oh God. And it's comfortable here, the weather and the porches. It's nice. It's nice. And I'm thinking about my apartment. My apartment isn't that comfortable. I love my apartment. It's built for me. It's efficient. Just the way I want it. Probably. The only thing I'm thinking about now is when I go to work, the desk and chair at work hit different. It's like lower. The chair, the table I'm using at home, is like one of those school tables, and it might be kind of high. But when I go to work, I'm like sitting down in it, and the desk is down, and I'm in a much more relaxed position. I'm not sure if I like that or not. I'm in a much more relaxed position. It feels different. It feels almost too comfortable. At home, I'm kind of sitting up at a table, as opposed to like sitting in a chair at a desk. But because my house isn't really comfortable, I was thinking about it. I love my place. It's just the way I want it, but it's not comfortable. It's got a bed. My bed is comfortable. I got a recliner. I sit in it. That's comfortable. I sit at my desk. I got my TV. I come here. Then we got living room, big screen TV. Bigger than mine. But it's not the point. The point is she got couches and a place where you can sit and lounge with other people comfortably. I don't have that. And it sure is nice to visit. As you can see, sitting here on the porch, watching the cars go by, eating breakfast. Mr. Skill told me 195.2 today, which is really good, considering. I'm sure I said that I'm happy with, considering. Because this barbecue and circus peanuts and marshmallows and fig Newtons and potato chip, steak, lobster tails, chicken wing, potato salad, baked beans, and I eat my my healthiest breakfast. I eat a healthiest lunch, pretty much food chopped, vegetables and meat. Then after work, 11 o'clock, had me a little meal. Tonight, flight is at 5:45. The thing is to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time, which would be 3:45. People wave at each other here, even if you don't know them. See me just, I ain't really that well. He waved. So that means I should leave here about 2 o'clock in the morning, which would give me way too much time. And the whole thing is, like what happened before, I get this so early before TSA pre-approved opens, and I gotta take my laptop out and stuff. And I got two laptops, so I might put them both in my book bag, then rearrange after I get past security, in anticipation I have to take off my shoes. But one time I went, and they gave me this little yellow card that I didn't realize what it was until I got home. It gave me TSA pre-approved status, so I didn't have to do all that stuff, even though I did it anyway. See how the pillows match? The door's orange. I mean, it's just comfortable. I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled. Little blue-bellied orange-bellied American robin. that I've seen all my life, them kind of birds. I don't see too many of them in California. It's just good. Sensitivity on my molar. You're only working one. When I get my other teeth, they'll put a cap on it and it won't have as much pressure on it. So the sensitivity when I drink cold water. Remember, that's why I got this out and wanted to talk about it, sit on the porch and this. Just wanted to sit on the porch and just let it come all over me. I meant to shave. I forgot. I meant to shave this stuff off my face. Need to cut my hair, but I'm not. Just sit in it, you know, just sit in it. Not sure what time it is. Don't want to lay down. Took a nap before work yesterday and I felt good. I don't like doing that. I don't know why. Should brush my teeth. I need to get in the habit of brushing my teeth more. I think because of food shopping and I'm not chewing, plaque buildup is accelerated. Don't ask me why. I think the plaque buildup is accelerated because I'm doing less chewing from the food shopping. I like food shopping. It's good. It's just good. It's just good. I don't know. I don't know. You think it'd be the same? You know, I get frozen vegetables, do them the same way. Cook the food the same way. And eat it without chopping it, but there's something that I like about food shopping. What can I say? Comfortable, quiet. 8 hours of work, and jump on an airplane and go home. I mean, what else is there? Spend time with family and in this weather with granddaughter and my daughter and my ex-wife and her husband and my son and grandson and just eating. My aunt came over. Saw a childhood friend. And that's about it. I didn't see too many other people. You know, ride through the park and just be in this weather, the humidity. The only thing, it didn't rain. That's the only thing. It didn't rain. That's the only thing. It got cold one day, but it didn't rain. That's if I was to ask for something else, you know, it would be that it rained a day. Just comfortable, quiet, you know. I had enough space, enough, you know, free time. When I went back to work after having 3 days off, Kimberly was off work, so they granddaughter and daughter were here. I had to shut the door because I had to concentrate. It's like I got to relearn my job again. Not that I got to relearn it. I got to get back up to working speed, get my confidence back, get my groove back. So I had to shut the door. His granddaughter being there every 5 seconds, you know. She like going back and forth between the rooms or between people. Do another groundhog. She like going back and forth between the people. So she'll come in the room with something, you know, get your attention. And, you know, if I'm talking on the phone, she'll talk back to me. She think I'm talking to her. So she'll say something. Yeah. And I need you to concentrate without distraction. Then when I got up to speed, I was able to, you know, got to the point where they go groundhog again. Got to the point where my ex-wife drops her off at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I watch her while I work. to like 11 or so. Anyway, it's good. That's all I got. That's all I got.